Congress is working on a full plate during the lame duck session. The continuing resolution that's funding agencies expires Friday. And then there's also the question of when they will take up the president's proposed pay freeze for civilian workers. Ian Swanson is news editor at The Hill. He joins us now with a peek at the congressional agenda. Ian, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now, this is kind of a monkey wrench in the schedule if, in fact, they take it up, this pay freeze. Can you give us the inside view of the likelihood of the pay freeze becoming a bill and being taken up by both houses in the lame duck?
Well, it's relatively simple for them to do in that they can just add it to either an omnibus spending bill or the continuing resolution that they're expected to pass in the next 3 weeks. So if they want to do it, it's not going to be too hard for them to fit it in since they can just move with that vehicle.
But what about the sentiment on the Hill? I mean, do you hear grumblings about trying to tweak it or change it or go along with it?
We hear a lot of grumblings from members with constituencies in the Beltway, people who are going to be the most affected by this. And that includes some of the Democratic leaders. Steny Hoyer, the majority leader in the House, at least for the next month, put out a statement pretty quickly after Obama's announcement didn't praise it at all. It avoided criticizing the president, but it was clear Hoyer wasn't excited about this. At the same time, there's, again, so much concern about the budget deficit that for a lot of members around the country, this is a relatively easy vote to where they can go back to their home districts and say, I did something to reduce the deficit. I did something to, you know, control government spending.
So if you were a handicapper or a bookie, would you say that this is probably going to happen?
I'd say it's pretty likely. I remember the last time I was on, I actually talked to you guys about how this was something that was probably going to come down the pipeline, and now here we are. It's been proposed by the president. Another factor in this is that because it's been proposed by the president, even though Congress actually has to do it, it's kind of going to be seen by a lot of people as the president's call. He's going to get both the credit for it and the blame. So in many ways, it's a pretty easy vote for members.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about it as a presidential order, and it's not. It is a proposal that still has to go through Congress, but it looks like it's going to actually make its way through. And I guess my question for you is, is it going to be in the form that the president proposed, or do we see it expanding? I know Steny Hoyer, as you mentioned, talked about expanding it to include military personnel, things like that. Do we see any tweaks like that coming down the pipe?
Well, a couple things here. There's a 1.4% pay raise that's scheduled to go into effect on January 1st. So I think the first thing they do is, again, assuming they do it, is it gets in the continuing resolution or the omnibus, whichever one of those they move, and you prevent that 1.4% increase from going into effect on January 1st. Then I think the decision on the second year of the 2 year freeze would actually be made by the next Congress. With the Republicans in control of that Congress, of course, that's pretty likely to happen since they're they're more interested in freezing federal pay than Democrats are, generally speaking. So I think you'd see another a measure going through in 2011 through the omnibus bill or through the appropriations bills that year.
And we're speaking with Ian Swanson. He's a news editor of The Hill. And there's something else going on, too, and that's the Friday's expected vote on the package from the commission, we're calling it a commission, the Deficit Reduction Panel.
Right.
And so that, we believe, will include in this final version not just a freeze, but a reduction in force and a three-year freeze on federal pay. So would that supersede what they do? In other words, that would obviate the need to do the president's bid afterwards.
Well, a couple things there. I would be very surprised if they got they need 14 of the 18 members of that commission to agree to the report to sort of approve it. I would be really surprised, as I think most other people in Washington would be, if they were to get those 14 votes. Yesterday, the chairman talked about how we could get 2 votes, we could get 14 votes. They also said they're not going to back down at all from sort of the big ideas that are in their plan that make this either politically unpalatable for the left or politically unpalatable for the right. So frankly, I don't think they're able to get a successful vote on this on Friday, and I think that the report ends up being sort of in the mix out there of ideas that Congress is going to have to look at, the president's going to have to look at in the next 2 years and the next 4 years for getting the deficit under control.
So more continuing resolution.
Yeah, although again, the Debt Commission doesn't have anything really to do with the appropriations process right now. It would be more of a recommendations.
But in other words, members will have the fig leaf, if you will, of saying, well, we couldn't vote on it because the commission itself, on fiscal responsibility and reform, they couldn't agree, so therefore nothing really got to us to vote on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've said that if there's a successful vote for the commission in the Senate, the majority leader's guaranteed a vote. In the House, they haven't even gone that far. Boehner hasn't even guaranteed a vote in the Congress next year if they were to get a successful commission vote. So we're a few steps away from that, I think.
Wow.
You know, what everybody is wondering is, in addition to the pay freeze and how it impacts their locality pay, they're also wondering about their agencies being funded. And that's when we get back to the continuing resolution, extended through December 18th. It doesn't seem like a very long time.
No, I mean, the reason they're doing that is because they want to give themselves more time to negotiate what they're really going to do before the end of the lame duck. Again, there's talk of an omnibus spending bill. I think that's still the approach that Senator Inouye, the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, I think that's still what he'd prefer to do. But you've also got talk about a one-year continuing resolution. There's still some talk about a 2 or 3 month continuing resolution at the end of the year that would sort of kick the ball to Republicans. And it really still remains to be seen what they're going to decide to do.